Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, May the 15th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at the show for today. Well, this Flynn caper is working inexorably closer to Obama himself, which is why the term Obamagate has just been brought into use. I will talk a little bit about that. Then we will talk about how a period of unfathomable pain across the country, which has not been seen since the Great Depression, has begun. The central bank role is to be a lender of last resort, not a dealer of last resort. So, quite a lot to say about that. Then I will talk about how there really are 2 economies in the US, one for people who expect to work for pay, and another for bankers who play shady games with money and receive extravagant bailouts when their games don't play out. So this is happening all over again, and so I think we need to revisit it. Well, the US's debt is so extraordinary, you know, there are trillions now whizzing by so fast, it's hard to even notice them. The largest stimulus package ever, dwarfing the 2009 stimulus package of a mere $800 billion, has just been created. We must discuss that. The overwhelming contribution of Russia during World War II, which I wanted to talk about closer to VE Day, but couldn't, ran out of time. Russia's contribution has conveniently been forgotten by the West, and I give the breathtaking USSR casualty figures. 99% of Americans have no idea that it was really Russia who won the war. Don't tell anybody unless you know them really well, but it's true. So then we'll talk about the sick idea that poor spending habits are the answer to achieving a faster growing economy, which of course is absurd and twisted. And then I will bring about some knowledge to you about how Fauci was well aware of the benefits of chloroquine, which is effective in preventing the spread of SARS-CoV in cell culture. And actually, Fauci was aware of this all along. But of course, he's covering it up because he wants everybody to concentrate on Bill Gates's solution. And I'm going to talk for a little bit about who makes it to the top. That would be someone who is determined, optimistic, doesn't take no for an answer, and is relentlessly confident in his or her own abilities. A few words to say about that, not often discussed. And then I shall conclude the show with a short story about masks. It's cute, it's funny, and I think you'll enjoy it. So that's it for the show. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows individually and upon request, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So please feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean archive. And if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows, because I do talk a lot about current events, and you are familiar with the current events, of course, so it'll make it easier for you to make an appraisal of my shows for yourselves. So there you have it. Let me now just finish with my contact information. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials and my name, rwlmartin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all lowercase, one word, no punctuation, no spaces, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address, which also has some comments from time to time, www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's my initials and the word Wake Up Call. Again, all one word, no spaces, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, I wish you all a wonderful weekend, and I will be with you again on Monday with another synopsis. This is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call. Have a great time. See you then. Bye-bye.